Right here in Dubane. That's right. The 2025 South African National Paris Surfing Championships will be held at the new pier here in Durban this weekend. And I have two amazing surfers taking part in it this weekend in studio with me right now. We've got Adaptive Surfers Similo Dlamini as well as Jody Kroon. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Morning.
There. Oh, welcome, welcome to you both once again. So exciting to have you both in studio. So let me start with you, Jody. Tell us more about what you do, the kind of surfing you do, and this para surfing journey, because I think a lot of people have no idea.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Carol. Yeah. So my journey started in 2019. I thought it would just be fun to check out Made for More and what they do and get in the ocean again with some awesome people. And then the pandemic and everything happened, and I just thought this would be a really good opportunity to take something up competitively. So I've been competing since 2021, and I was fortunate enough to win 2021 KZN Champs. And since then, I think it's just ignited this fire of competing and being a part of a team. And yeah, I love it. My division is called Prone 2, which is when you're on your chest.
Okay.
And you just use your arms basically to navigate the board to figure out like going left or right. And yeah, it's really, really awesome.
Wow. Okay. So for those of you who are listening, Jody's in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And you have been surfing, as you mentioned, for many, many years now. And the division that you're surfing in is where you use your upper body strength for
this. Yes. So wow. I'm paralyzed from my chest down from a car accident nearly 8 years ago now.
Right.
So yeah, it's just really cool. A lot of the exercises I do are kind of like in the sort of repetitive way. So being on a surfboard is just a different way to stretch my arms and feel like different and flat on my stomach. And yeah, it just really, really is so nice to be a part of a team as well. Whereas like a lot of the things I do, like swimming and things, you're on your own. So
right.
Yeah, I'm very inspired by my team members as well. Like we all have a disability, but they're also different. So yeah, it just brings us all together.
It brings you all together. I love that. Now, Similo, you've been in studio before. We've chatted as a woman crush. Talk to us about you taking part in this event.
Yeah, so my journey as well, I think I'm a self-proclaimed water baby. So I've been in the water for a very long time.
Yeah.
And enjoyed open water swimming and then had to conquer the waves.
Right.
Also joined Made for More, who made it possible for me to experience, you know, the love of surfing. And now, you know, I'm able to ride the waves. And I've been fortunate enough, I think, you know, as much as it's a hobby, but obviously it's a sport and we compete and we want to improve. And I surf in the Neil division.
Because
I have a prosthetic limb, so I'm above the knee. So when I surf, I take off my prosthetic limb and get on the board and surf on my knee. And I'm also the reigning KZN and SA champ.
Yes, champ. Yes, champ.
So I'm trying to retain my titles.
Right.
And I was fortunate enough in 2022 and 2023 to represent South Africa at the World Parasurfing Champs. This was held at Pismo Beach and at Huntington Beach in 2023. And yeah, I'm currently ranked 16th in the world. So,
wow. So
yeah, we carry on the journey and surf and explore.
This is so incredible. So I'm going to throw this to both you ladies, and Jody, you can start and you can also contribute on this big question. This sport is an interesting sport. You don't see a lot of ladies excelling, and then on top of it, ladies who are differently abled, right? It's come to Durban. What does that mean for yourselves in the sport? I'll start with whoever wants to start, actually.
It means no excuses.
Yeah.
When it's in Cape Town or something like that, you can say like it's hard to travel or whatever, but when it's right on your doorstep, I'm sorry, there's no excuses not to be a part of it, especially if you have such an awesome program with Made for More that actually allows you to do this every weekend. Like, I don't understand why not.
Right. And for you, Similo?
So for this, it's really given an opportunity for differently abled people to actually, you know, test their abilities, you know. It shouldn't be a limiting factor that I'm using a prosthetic limb, someone is in a wheelchair, the access is there. And this is just to spread the word and actually compete and actually make the sport well known.
Mm.
You know, I feel like we are in a coastal city with probably the best beaches, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we're in Cape Town for the SA Champs, And there was a shark siren in Cape Town. We never had that in Durban. So why are we not promoting, you know, differently able people, girls especially, you know, to come and experience a world of surfing? You know, it's opened to us. The beach is right there. We obviously need the assistance and making accessibility more easier for anybody to come and experience the love of the ocean.
Right. Yeah, now, made for more has been said quite a few times. So Jody, please unpack, what is Made for More?
Made for More is just an awesome group of people who come together. It was founded, I think, in 2017. And since then, it's just grown with a bunch of volunteers that kind of just enable you to do different sports. They're famous, I would say, mostly for the surfing at this point. But they offer so many programs. And yeah, they've just changed my life. I really can't thank them enough for everything they've done for us.
You, for example, Jody, have not always had to live with this disability, right? Can you walk us through what it's been like for you to, you know, find a new life, literally? Yeah.
Cool. So I had my accident, like I said, almost 8 years ago. I was 22. So I like to say, like, my independence had just started. I had just started my first job. Luckily, I'd finished my degree, that kind of thing. Yeah. So I kind of just took a different route. And yeah, there was definitely a lot of milestones in the beginning. But I've really just found a different lifestyle that I've actually really grown to love. So yeah, a lot of it is just mindset and figuring things out and learning how to do things. And once you're comfortable with your body, you can kind of go out into the world and figure it out. So yeah, it hasn't been that bad. It's probably different for everyone though.
Yes. And for you, Similo, it was different. You were born this way.
Yeah. So for me, I have what they call PFFD. It's quite a mouthful. Proximal focal femoral deficiency. So when I was developing, you know, as a fetus, my right leg didn't fully develop. So that's why I use a prosthetic, you know, leg, so that I'm able to move around. So for me, it's all I know in all my life, you know. So I've just, you know, get on with life, and it's a bit challenging, but you know what, you get over the challenges. And with technology nowadays, like, you know, I've got a mechanical knee, so I'm like, I'm a little bionic. So we are able to do all the crazy things we want to do, explore. I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie, so jumping off buildings, I don't know, surfing and paragliding, all of those things, you know, I'm able to do.
Yeah. You also talk about how you both have full-time jobs and this surfing thing is literally a hobby.
Definitely, yeah. I work in marketing and have my own agency specializing in social media. So yeah, this is just a good way to be off the computer screens and cell phones and be in the ocean and meet people. And people are always surprised when someone with a disability has a full-time job, which has been quite a shock to me.
Right.
Yeah, like you said earlier, having an accident, I've been able to see both sides of life with a disability and without. And it was definitely very eye-opening to see, like, walking through a mall and then next year rolling through a mall and people really just stop and stare at you. And you kind of, it's a lot. It's a lot to manage, but you get through it. And all I want to do with my surfing and work and everything I do in life is just to show people, like, don't judge a book by its cover, basically.
Yeah. And for you, Similo?
Yeah, so I'm an accountant by profession as well. I wish I could live in the water, but, you know, those got to get paid. So just managing that and for a hobby to turn into something that has been allowed me to go represent the country, like, who would have thought, like, Black girl from Guamash or surfing international waters. It's been one of the most amazing experiences. And I just want to be, to show people out there, you know, abled and differently abled, anything is possible. Mm. It depends how much you want it and actually putting in the work. Mm. You know, in the morning, sometimes you start off, go for a surf at 5 a.m., we're at the beach, you surf for like an hour, go take a shower and go to work. You know, it's because you want it that bad.
Yeah.
And it's just putting your mind to it and just overcoming. We all have challenges, you know, whether it's physical or otherwise, but we always have ways to overcome those challenges.
Oh, it's all about overcoming those challenges. And of course, we spoke off air about the support from government. Hasn't been that much considering you've traveled the world representing South Africa and all your titles.
Unfortunately, the sport of parasurfing hasn't been getting much support. When we go overseas and go and compete, when you see other countries and the kind of support that they receive, you know, with the Brazilian team, they actually even had the Minister of Sports flag this because they got that much of support. Wow. Mm. Unfortunately for most of us, for all of us here in South Africa, you had to actually, you know, money out of your own pocket. Mm. And unfortunately, like last year, the representation was so small from the South Africans because of the funds that we just don't have to actually go and travel, and everything is costing yourself, you know. So the plea is to actually for KZN Department of Sports and the National Department of Sports to actually support these kind of initiatives. I mean, when we go to surf internationally, our captain came back with a silver medal, and last year we came back with the gold from JP, one of the stand surfers. Mm. So the talent is there. We just need a little bit of cash injection so that we are able to go out there, represent our country. We are so amazing in the water, and I feel like, you know, Minister of Transport Sports, I beg your pardon, needs to actually see what happens in the water, needs to actually see how amazing these adaptive surfers are.
Yes, well, they're in the water this weekend. The 2025 South African National Parasurfing Championships will be held here in Durban, New Pier, this weekend, and you can catch in the water adaptive surfers Similo Dlamini and Jody Curran. Thank you so much for hanging out in studio with us.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you
all
for
the best. Have fun, yeah?
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.